Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Q&A. Today we're going to be talking about the different goals that we both have approaching our 30s. As Stephen had said earlier to me, we are entering the last quarter of our 20s, and I think we both have some pretty big goals before we hit that 30 mark, the big 3-0. So that's what we're going to hit on today. With that said, I'm Q.
I'm A.
And this
Is
is
Q&A.
Q&A.
Yeah, guys. So as Kyle just said, welcome back to another episode of season two. Again, today I kind of brought up the idea to Kyle was that, I just turned 28. I guess 2 days ago now on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. And what is it? It's weird. Like I turned 28. And the day comes and you don't feel any different, it's just a number, but at the same time, I was sitting there thinking like, wow, I only got like 2 years left until 30. And it's like, I feel like when I'm 29, I'm gonna say, what do I need to do before I'm 30? But I'm like, why not look ahead now at 28 and be like, all right, I have 2 years, I have 730 days, or like twisty turnies around the world, like
Well, 728 now.
Well, 728 now. I don't see we're already wasting time. Like, see, like time just goes so fast. And I'm just like, well, I sat there and I remember I was at my house and we had cake and stuff with me and my sister because we're born on the same day, but like we're different. We were born different years. But so we had our cake. We're with our parents and I looked at my mom and I was like, I've 730 days to, get done what I want to get done before I'm 30. And I said, I don't know what that is yet or what that looks like, but I said, mark my words, I'm doing it. And so now I feel like I brought this up to Kyle because now I feel like I'm on this journey to discover something, which feels like I don't quite know what I'm trying to do in that time period, but like I just want to feel like I really valued that time. Like I was more intentional with my time than maybe in the past. It's so easy to be on autopilot and then before you know it, you blink and you're ancient,
Oh yeah, I still feel like my 21st birthday was
Like
like
the
a
other
year
day.
ago. And I'm at the point, and I feel like you're getting older when you're at the point where someone asks you how old you are, and you have to think about it for a second and be like, oh, I'm 20, I'm gonna be 28 in a couple of months, but like, oh, I'm 28 now. Like, 'cause in my mind, I still feel like, yeah, I turned 21 like a year ago. But no, that was now like 7 years
7 years
ago.
ago. Well,
And
and it
that's
just
weird.
flew by. Like, where did it go?
I mean, we were looking at pictures of you and like me from when we were 21,
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
and it's
Yeah,
like
just
unrecognizable.
yeah, we look so
Like,
different.
I don't know if it's because I hang out with you like all the time. We see each other usually at least once a week, I would say. But when I see those pictures, I was like, and Christina said the same thing. We were like, I don't remember hanging out with this man.
Yeah, like I sent them a picture that Alyssa sent me, and they're like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Like, legitimately, Christina said it first, and I agreed. I was like, yeah, I don't remember hanging out with him when he looked like that. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, he just looked like how he looks now. Like, how could he look that much different? But in the picture, it's like unrecognizable.
No, I know, and it's kind of like you, buddy. I don't remember really you without a beard, but at one point you always didn't have a beard,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is weird because I always just remember you with a beard.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have the beard going until probably, what, like 4 years ago?
Consistently, yeah, I would say like grad school,
Yeah, well, I like
maybe.
messed around with like the half beard, like goatee kind
Oh,
of
you did,
thing
yeah.
for a
Your
minute
mom
there.
didn't like
No, it wasn't good. I saw pictures of
that.
that the other day too. Not great.
No, I think the full beard is obviously better. Yeah, you got to be like a certain. I've seen bald dudes rock that. I don't know why a bald
Yeah,
guy, but I don't know. Maybe it takes away emphasis from the bald. I don't know.
could be frames the face somehow better.
But anyway, we're talking about 30. Kyle, I might let you go first. I feel like your path is somewhat more linear at this point. Like you're more like, what's the word?
Ancient.
Well, no, you're not. I'm older than you. No, no. But I'm saying that you're more like, in terms of, like, I feel like your path for the next few years is pretty set in stone, or like your goals. Like what you want to do. I think we probably have a similar goal that we would share for 30. Maybe I'll share that first. But I know me and you both one day want to buy a house. And I think we're kind of just, you know, trying to continue saving and then banking on the shit to come crashing down at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But again, I do have to say, like, difference is in between us is, like, you know, Kyle obviously is getting married in less than a month. And I'm, like...
That's weird, too.
That's also weird. Well, that's what I mean. You're in a totally different reality, you know?
By the time, depending on when we actually publish this episode...
Yeah, we don't know.
It'll still be before I'm married, but by the time this episode's published, it might be, like, next week.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, it could just be next week. Tomorrow. We're doing a podcast. Could we release tomorrow. This the day before. but yeah, so you're already getting married, so I feel like you're... Like, when you're married and you're with somebody else... I actually had this conversation with my students the other day during the Get to Know Me thing.
Interesting.
Kyle, you know me. I'm an open book. But but I told them, you know what?
Try to teach your students about a different kind of chemistry.
Yeah. I told them about the... I said... What type of dwelling does Mr. Ashley live in? It was that Kahoot I made where they try to predict shit about me without knowing me. Mm-hmm. And it's an apartment. And one of the options was a house. And I, like, got into the convo about, like, how really, if you're a single person with the way interest rates are, you cannot feasibly afford a mortgage with the current interest rate on a normal house, which is already overpriced. So I'm like, you're kind of cornered into really not being able to do much if you only have one income. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unless you're raking it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be hard.
Unless you're making like 100, I was going to say 125 to 150 range. Like, 125 would be pushing it.
Yeah.
As a single person.
But dude, well, Steve told
150 range, like, you're looking at, like...
I think Steve did the calculation for me, but the mortgage was, I think it was for a regular house was like over $3,000.
I mean, it depends what kind of house you're looking at. There's so many factors that go into that, though.
No, I know. Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I think, I don't know.
How much money you had to put down on it, how much of a house you were looking to buy, things like, you know, that all goes into...
Yeah.
The more money you put down, the lower interest rate you're going to have.
No, I think
the lower interest payment or mortgage payments.
Yeah, well, I think a significant amount of money was put down. Like, it wasn't like you put nothing down, but the payment was pretty nuts, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
No, the ones that I've calculated were, you know, around like 2,200.
I guess if it was 22, I could probably make that work, but you don't want to.
It'd be doable, but as a single person, you don't want to do that.
No. So, I don't know. So, life is kind of tricky, but I know that's a goal we both share, like, where we would both like to own our own place and not be forever renters, you know, and yeah, and stuff like that. Now, Kyle, I know you have other goals. Do you want to share yours? That kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go. So, I'll start with, like you said, talking about getting a house. That's one of my big ones. Will that happen before I'm 30 at this rate? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I'm good with hanging out where I am right now for the next couple of years.
You also have, like, a lot of financial obligations coming up.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah.
But even outside of that, I'd rather save more so I could get something that I like more.
You don't want to spend money on something you
hate. I don't want to get a house just to
settle
and have a house when I have a great apartment here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if it was my old place, absolutely. I'd be like,
I can imagine you living there forever. Yeah.
But, like, here, we could be good here for years. I mean, yeah, you know, there's a space for when we have a kid, which that's one of my goals before hitting 30, is I'd like to have a kid within the next few years.
See, I knew that was definitely in the goal category that we didn't share.
So that's one of them. But, yeah, and, like, I have space here for that. It's not like I couldn't make that work where I am.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'd rather be able to save up and afford a house that kind of meets the standard that I have in my current complex here, rather than just, well, interest rates are high, this house is cheap, I'll buy it and eventually through the years fix it up. I'd rather buy something that I don't have to put a lot of work into.
That, yeah. Well, also then if you have to put a lot of work in it, you're spending
more
money. Like, and you know how much money goes into updating shit? You might be putting an extra $50,000 to $100,000 into a house.
And, like, the thing is, it'll increase the house's value. But to me, I'm like, I don't view it so much that way. Like, when I get a house, I'm just going to want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not one of those people that's going to want to buy a house and then, like, 2 years later be like, all right, I increased the value on this one. The housing market's looking good. Let me sell this and move. Like,
yeah, because
I hate moving. Moving is awful. I did it twice in 2 years.
Yep.
You helped me both times.
Both times.
And the second time, especially, it was cold. Remember, it was snowy when we moved into here. It was blazing hot the first year.
It was cold when I moved you into here?
It was snowing. It was one of the only days it snowed last year.
But I started sweating, I remember, when we were helping you move.
Oh, yeah. Well, we started sweating afterwards because it was a lot of work. But it was snowing that day. The whole morning, it snowed when we drove the truck back here.
What?
It was very hot the day we moved into the old place.
Yeah.
And this one sucked because we had a lot more stuff. Like this one, the old place, we didn't have like the bedroom furniture yet. You know, the furniture place delivered all that and assembled it. This one, we had to bring everything in up the steps. And depending on which part it was going in, up two flights of steps.
Yes. Well, yeah, bringing it up to here in the lofted area.
And I really just don't want to do that again anytime soon. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to hang out where I am for a while.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about packing everything up and moving again.
Well, that's just, it's such a pain in the ass. Well, as you said, you're paying for it the next time because...
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
As long as it's not a like ridiculous amount of money and depending on where I go...
Well, I was thinking... I would
probably just hire movers.
I was thinking I'm going to hire a mover, and it's just me, and I don't have that much shiz, you know, but, like, between the couch, the table, like, I just want someone who knows what they're doing. And I, as you know, live on the third floor, and it's a narrow fucking hallway. It's
such a narrow hallway.
Yeah, so that's going to be hard to, like, do. So I'm like, I'd rather have someone who knows what they're doing instead of us just... Like, I could barely get the queen bed up there myself.
I don't mind... You did that yourself?
No, okay. Alyssa's, you know Shay?
Yeah.
Her brother Keegan has a pickup truck, and the bed of the truck is the size of a queen bed. So he drove it over, and he helped me, but it was so challenging to get there.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
You should have just done, like, a pulley and pulled it up through your balcony window.
Yeah, that would have, oh my god, that'd be some pulley, Kyle, you know, having to...
But, yeah, and it's something I don't want to really have to do again. I don't mind packing things... up, like, you know, putting in boxes, like, that's fine, and unpacking is fine, but the actual moving sucked. So, yeah, so that's not something that I would say I need to get done by 30. It would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, if things calm down with the interest rates and, like, the market gets
better. Well, you know, yeah, you never know. It's possible. It might be hectic, because especially depending on when you have a kid, like, that would be, like, a lot to deal with. That's, like, a lot of bullshit, you know?
Yep.
So
that's one. One of my other ones, and this is probably a bigger goal than it really should be, is getting the band back together.
Kyle, that's a good goal. And playing.
About this and playing out, yes. And, like, actually making it work this time.
Yes. This that's actually that such a good goal.
We touched on last season a few times, and we said, like, oh, we were going to work on things. We haven't really had the time to do that yet.
No.
Well,
the summer was crazy, but also we're not getting any bites on the shit when we have put it out there. Like, for the singer, like, there's really nobody. There's, like, no male singer. Like, there's not. I gotta, like, share the thing to my page again. But
and if you're listening to this and you're in the New York area, in the Dutchess County area, and you are a singer that wants to sing pop punk or emo music, reach out.
Yeah, somewhere that's, like, not uber far. Like, it could be Rockland, Orange, Westchester, Dutchess County.
Even parts of Ulster if you're County. Willing to drive a bit.
Yeah. Because, again, it's not that out of the way for once a week. Like, we would meet once a week. But, that is definitely a big goal. I would love to play out. Like, I feel like we had some good going, and then...
Well, especially right now, I don't want to miss the bubble. Like, right now, there's a big nostalgia wave and huge, like,
where a lot of people our age like that music.
Yes. Everyone right now... It's like when 80s night was a big thing, like, years ago. Now it's emo nights.
Uh-huh.
But the problem now is...
I don't think emo night's going to die.
And we experienced this recently, though, is they're oversaturating the market with too many emo nights.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
You have the emo night tour. You have emo night Brooklyn. Then you have, like, local people that do the emo nights.
This is emo night, I think.
So this is emo. And then there's, like, just your other, like, random people that do it every so often.
And some people are just cashing in because, like, honestly...
Yes, and, like, we were at one of those. I won't say which one it was, but we were at one of those recently.
Yeah.
And it was just not good. The song choice was so odd. And like, I feel like we could do better. And the problem is, it's all DJs. There's never live bands. We've been to a couple that have live bands, and I find those to be really fun.
Well, again, we could say the good one, but Junket.
Yes, Junket, the local like cover band here,
and they've been really good. They look like they're 30, but they're supposedly like 40, and they've been doing it since high school. But
they kick ass. Those guys are great, and the emo night talented. That he does with his
and he has a friend that's a DJ. Yeah,
I forget his name.
Now I'm forgetting. Brian Jura.
Junior.
Brian Junior. Yep. Oh, Junior. Okay.
They do emo night together all the time. They'll do like the hybrid DJ and then live band, and that's really cool.
That is cool.
I like that a lot. Huh. I would love to be able to do something like that, or even just a live band. I mean, by the time we, you know, called it a day with the last cover band we tried to get going, we had almost 30 songs that we had ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. We had put a lot of time and effort in, even though it wasn't really with the singer. We were just kind of like trying to play the music, but play together. It was hard to, you know, track where we were.
I mean, you know, we were pretty solid, I would say, on at least 15 to 20 of those were like perfected. All we needed was someone to sing on them. And then the other ones were like, all right, well, we have these. We just need to see how we sound with a singer on it. And it just never worked out. So that's one of my big goals, is to get that together, play at least one show.
Yeah.
Preferably, you know, make it more of a thing.
Yeah.
And have it be like a couple times a season we play some shows here and there.
Yeah, just do some here and there. Like, we could totally have played at the place last night, District Social.
Oh,
God, I think we could definitely get a job there.
And that place needs an overhaul of live music.
We were saying the other day, although again a little bit subtopic-y on this part, but like how there's really no bands except for Event Horizon, which we love. Event Horizon's a regular cover band, but they play so much relevant music.
They're in like the New York, New Jersey area, mostly New Jersey.
I think they're from New Jersey, but occasionally they come up to Newburgh at the waterfront. But hands down, the best cover band. I think we would both agree.
Completely agree.
Yeah, and they're so good, and they play some old songs that are huge hits, but they do play a lot of like, you know, 2000s up songs that were like huge, and they're so good at it, you know.
That's the thing, is I feel like a lot of these cover bands get, not them, but other ones get so stuck in like, these are the songs we play. Like we play nothing but 70s rock songs.
That's all there is, though. That's the only cover bands that exist.
You're not even playing the hits. You're playing like minor hits for that like hardly anyone knows, especially when you're going to a place like District Social that tends to be geared more towards a younger
audience. It was built for younger people. It was built for people like maybe 20 to 21 to 40. Is there like
demographic? Yeah. To anyone listening that's not from this area, District Social, what it is picture Dave and Buster's.
I was just going to say Dave and Buster's.
But I would say a little bit more bar-oriented.
Dave and Buster's, like almost smaller, like warehousey vibe with a bar.
With like a brewery next door. Like it's geared 100% towards like this mid to late 20s crowd. But three of the four times I've been there, the live band has been artists doing like 60s and 70s covers. And I'm like, what is going on here? One time they had Junket, and they were doing 2000s hits, 90s hits, modern hits, emo songs. Like, they mixed everything. I was like, this is so good.
And I don't know if it was the night, but that night was busy, I remember.
That night was busy.
Yeah.
Because I think they have fans around the area, though, that people, like,
they'll come anyway, to see them. But also, if you hear they're playing and someone knows what they play, you're going to attract more people for that than like the people at the Wreck who get hired every year to play music. And they're usually not even good.
East Fishkill Wreck, hear us out. Hire new people.
Hire like someone with a pulse.
There's nothing worse than every year. We've been going there almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
Every year for like their community day or like 4th of July, whatever event.
Any
it
event
is,
they always have.
They get the same, seemingly the same band every year.
I think they look all the same. I think they're different sometimes.
And they all sound the same, and it's all lame songs.
It's usually old people. Half of them are sitting down. Like there's like zero energy.
Say, like nowadays, it's like 80%
are just sitting down.
Because at this point, I don't mean it in a mean way.
No, it's like good. But they like play
music strictly for old people.
Uh-huh.
Like no one knows how to play to an audience anymore. It's all like, well, we like playing, and they play songs even older than what I'm talking about. Most of their songs are like 50s, 60s. And I'm like, you're playing songs from like 70, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Most of the people here are kids for the fair or like younger parents with their younger kids for the fair.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the organizers don't really take that into consideration. Like, I feel like more people would go and enjoy the live music if it was even like 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Yeah,
like something
hits.
More relevant. Like, none of these or kids know what these songs are. Dude, we're in the age where my students, I have more students who have told me they don't know who Blink-182 is than actually know what they are. And I'll say All the Small Things or Rock Show or Miss You, and I do certain things. And Miss You was kind of relevant on TikTok or I think some at some point.
Mm.
Nope, nothing. I had that happen the other day because we got brought up because the kid was wearing a Blink shirt and the girl in the front had never heard of them. And I was like, never? Like one of the biggest rock bands in the world? Like never?
Yeah. Well, especially, that's weird to me, but I guess, you know, it's not that much different than someone in our grade wearing a band, like an 80s band shirt.
But a lot of times I didn't listen to those people, but I knew who the bands were.
Yes, but now, because, so you got to remember that back in the day, there was more of like a monoculture type thing, where if something was popular,
mm-hmm.
it was a household name. Everyone knew it.
True, yeah.
Now, with like the way that entertainment is like segmented.
It's like 5 seconds
you
of
can
fame
be, not only 5 seconds, but you can be, there's not many household names anymore.
Yeah.
Like everyone that's up and coming, if you're a hip-hop fan, you go to hip-hop Spotify. You're not really listening
to
the radio
gears,
anymore.
Then that's true. And
so then the algorithm just keeps gearing you towards this sect
of whatever.
Oh, wait, you're
right, Kyle.
There's not, that's why we don't see so many big artists anymore. And if you noticed, all the superstar artists, 9 out of 10 of them are ones that really started being popular before all this. Like Taylor Swift, she's
huge,
probably inarguably the biggest artist in the world right now.
They're trying to claim Rihanna. Or was it Rihanna or Beyonce? One of them was having a tour.
Oh, it was Beyonce.
Beyonce, and they're trying
but
to
let's
claim.
Be real. No one's talking about Beyonce right now.
Taylor's
Swift,
bigger than Beyonce. Come
she
on
makes,
now. There's
she
no
makes
way.
The news like almost every day. I get news alerts for her for the stupidest crap. Like people love her. But she started her career over like 15 years ago.
Yeah, she's on the radio.
Post Malone, same thing. He started blowing up in like the mid-2010s.
Yep.
All these people.
If as long as you made it before
Olivia Rodrigo,
like before we graduated college.
Yes. You know what I mean? How streaming works and TikTok, like websites have their algorithms geared specifically to you. So it wouldn't surprise me that these kids don't listen to this music and their parents don't.
It would never come up. Yeah.
They would never be exposed to it. So that's not shocking.
That makes sense.
But
yeah,
anyway,
we got
get back
way
on,
off topic.
Yeah. To get back on topic here.
But yeah,
those are really my only
those
goals.
Are two?
I mean, I would like to hit the lottery, but
I don't know if that's a workable goal. So we shared like again the house goal, the band goal. The band goal was good. I didn't even think about that, but I would say like yeah, we have to. That'd be cool to just.
That's just one that's always on like the forefront of my mind. Cause
like, because you want to do it because it'd be fun.
I always want to do it. It's just so much fun. Even when we just play in a basement, it's so much fun.
It was
fun
when we did meet all the time.
So yeah. I would love to be able to do that and actually show people what we have going
like
on.
We did, yeah.
Because towards the end of that, when people would like sit in, whether it be like Alex's fiance at the time or like the days Christina would go or even like your dad upstairs. Uh-huh.
He said
they'd be
good.
Like, wow, you guys actually sound good, which coming from us in high school where people would just be like, oh, you know,
it's just fucking noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. It did sound good. Yeah. So, you know.
So it'd be nice to actually play a show where people enjoyed our music.
Yeah. There's some hope here. There's some hope.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it would be very cool. So, and we all like to play music. Like me and Nick are very passionate about music. So like at least, you know, it's something we would take enjoyment in.
Mm-hmm.
So that would kind of make, and I feel like that kind of rebound, that kind of goes into my part is like, I think having like the next 2 years be more fulfilling. I don't know really what it is. Like, I remember last year I was like, I got asked to do the soccer team. Right. And I was like, yeah, no, I'll do it. Give my best shot. And I did actually like, and then same with baseball. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, even though it's like very time intensive, like, it was very nice. Like, I enjoyed my time there and, like, you know, the relationships you build with the players on the team and stuff like that. And it is, like, it does add some component to your life that's, like, nice. You know what I mean? Other than just work and the huge, you know, or gym, you know, work, gym, eat, sleep. Like, that's really all it is when I don't have anything else going on or we don't have plans, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's kind of how I felt about the volleyball league that we did.
Like, it added something to like your...
it added something to the weeks that I looked forward to, like, other than the same monotonous thing,
right?
That you
yeah.
do all the time.
And I feel like that's a big thing, is like, you should always try to find something new to do or something that you like doing or whatever, because it does, even if it costs money, like, it adds something. I felt that way about Orange Theory. Like, when I joined Orange Theory, like, as much as it's fucking an arm and a leg.
Not a sponsor.
We're not sponsored. You should sponsor me. But as much as it's, like, an arm and a leg money, it's like, I like exercise, but I found my life getting too monotonous and boring. And I was like, I'm going to try it. And, like, I was excited to go. Like, I always was super excited to go. And the way it's set up, like, try to beat what I would do. Like, because you're just driven to try to, like, be better than, like, the last time you were there. So, like, I like that self-competition thing, because mm-hmm. to me, I think that is very gratifying. So I like that. And that was, like, similar to you in volleyball, which I also enjoyed volleyball. But and so I think the other day on my birthday, when I was like, I really want to accomplish something big by 30, I'm like, I don't really know what that is, but I felt like there's just something there that, like, I could have that would make my life better. Like just a feeling that, like, there's something missing, but I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? I think it would be cool. Like, we've talked about the whole relationship thing and how Kyle's been a taken man for over a decade. And I've been the guy that really never put myself out there until this year, but, and single, but I think it'd be cool to, like, have a relationship. So I think, like, in the next 2 years, like, maybe not falling into some, but intentionally having something come about would be cool. But as long as it works and it's good, like, I don't want it to be extra stress and I don't want it to be toxic, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, like, I feel like finding the right person in and of itself is, like, a huge task.
Yeah, it has to be something natural.
It has to be something natural, mm-hmm. but it's like, there's so many people in the world, you would think you'll eventually find it if you keep throwing darts at the board. You would eventually hit a bullseye. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't even know. But, like, I think in the next 2 years, that'd be cool to try to find. But then also, like, I don't think that's everything either, you know? So, I don't really know. Part of me was like, I should just fucking jump out of an airplane. But,
Steven, that was, I think I told you this, that was Christina's one rule at the bachelor party, I could not go skydiving.
I would do it if I can have a guarantee I won't die. You know what I mean?
Well, and you can never have that 100% guarantee, but you can't have that 100% guarantee.
And anything, you can
anything.
Drive a car.
I can't give you 100% guarantee you won't die while we're recording this podcast.
it just dies. But no, because part of me, I just know I'd get up there and I'd be scared. I know they push you out, but, like,
I was talking to someone at work about this the other day, because she went.
Oh, she did?
She said she never wanted to go, but she went with her husband, who always wanted to do it. So I think she said she had that for his birthday, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah, they don't even really give you time to second guess it.
Yeah.
Because if they did, I mean, realistically, I could guarantee you, and almost everyone,
9 out of 10
would
people
second
would
guess
just
it.
Stop.
So essentially, it sounded like they just open the door, and then it's like, all right, go, 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 go. Like, uh-huh. you're, because, you know, you're with, like, an instructor or whatever, so they just kind of jump you out.
Oh, dude, I have a bad feeling. Like, in my stomach alone right now, we're not even falling.
You know me, I'm not a heights guy.
Uh-huh.
I, you throw
so
me
it's
on a
crazy.
Ferris wheel,
it's crazy.
And I am petrified.
The man is
Ferris
shaking
wheel.
On a Ferris wheel.
But I think it's because it's, like, slow. You know what I mean? And, like, then you get, like, stuck up top.
Yeah.
Like, roller coasters don't bother me. Other rides going. That are, like, high up don't bother me.
You don't like the wait time. You don't want to sit there and think about
it. No. And I don't mind Ferris wheels that they stop and then you're stationary. But I hate the ones that, like, rinky-dink fairs and stuff.
Yeah.
That stop and your cart is just wiggling back and forth.
Yeah.
Hate it. But anyway, I would do skydiving. So if you want to do that before you're 30, let's go. It has to be after the wedding. That was the one rule.
At least if you marry. Yeah, and then get Christina knocked up, and then we can kill you.
Yeah.
Well, as long as Kyle procreates before. Yep. But
that wasn't even part of the rule. It was just that we had to be married first.
Oh, for real? Oh, my God. But so part of me is like, I should do that, because in my head, I think if you can tell yourself, if you could force yourself out of an airplane, like, I think that's like the biggest mental lock you have on you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
between life and death.
Yeah. I remember. So I really like David Goggins, who's that retired ex-Marine guy, and he's passed like every test into every branch of the Army, and he's like wild. Like, he's run like ultra marathons that are like 250 miles and like just crazy shit on a broken leg while shitting his pants. Like it's just crazy to me what he's done, but he shows it's like your brain is your limiting factor. And he calls it it's a governor. And like he said, your car might say like, oh, it could go up to 120 miles an hour, but your car might not be able to actually get to 120. Because there's a lock on the engine. You know what I mean? And they have governors on. I know when me and my dad go wave running. Like, they have some on there that caps the speed at lower than its max capacity. And I feel like people in general, and he's right, have such limiting beliefs in what they can do. So I think part of it is, like, if, you know, you can be like, well, fuck fear and do that, I think you can do so many other things. And I feel like you don't – I think – so there's so many extenuating factors that make you not do shit that you wish you could go do, you know? So I don't know. I think even if I don't have anything in like very particular that I could think of, I think I just want to like prove myself wrong more, you know, because I think I've fallen into the trap of the limiting beliefs for so long. And I think in the last year or two, in a lot of different respects, I've like been coming out of that, and I'm like, I could have been so many things, but I passed it up. You know what I mean? Growing up. And I think working with kids always reminds me of that, because I see them do things and I'm like, I wish that I had done this. And especially as you get older and you realize that the difference in your age is just growing and growing apart, that I'm like, time is just so like fleeting and you lose it, you know? And I think when I think of 30, I think that, like, that's just a really big number. You know what I mean? Because your 20s are over. And I remember when, you know, 21 felt cool, and, like, you're in your 20s and you feel like you're almost, like, so free feeling. There's not, like, too much going on except you're an adult and you work now. But I just feel like 30 is, I don't know, just making meaning of life and not letting it fly by. I think that's the hardest thing to do. I think that's, like, my goal, although it's, like, kind of, like, what's the word? It's kind of vague, you know, but yeah, just testing the waters in a bunch of different areas of my life and, you know, finding like intrinsic meaning in those things, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the students and like feeling like that's why I kind of feel like that. It's so weird when I hire someone, I've been seeing this more and more lately, who is born in the year 2005.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, you can't work. What are you doing?
You're
and I'm
a
like,
kid.
Wait a minute. No, they're 18.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
That's an 18-year-old. That's a legal adult.
Dude, that's
that was born in the year of 2005.
How we feel towards them is how people born in 85 felt towards us.
Yes. And just to show how weird it is, like the passage of time, listening to Nirvana today is the same thing as listening to the Beatles when Nirvana was popular in the 90s. It's the same amount of time between those two.
That's weird.
Yeah. 30 years.
Oh my God.
60 to 90, 90 to now. It's wild to think about.
That just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it felt like the 90s was a while ago when we were in high school. And, you know, we were alive for them. Mm-hmm. But now I look back and I was like, oh, that was a long-ass time ago.
Yeah, it ends up not really feeling that long ago, but it was.
And I feel like the world is so much different now.
Yeah.
And it's weird to see how things change that much because you don't notice it, like, gradually.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll see, like, commercials from the 90s or the early 2000s, like the kids' toy commercials specifically, or, like...
Yeah.
This is always a favorite of mine. Remember the CD compilation commercials?
Oh, my God,
that would just scroll the songs and have, like, the one highlighted that they'd be playing.
They would highlight the specific ones. Oh, my, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's hard to read
Kids Bop 35.
Or now.
Oh, okay. Well, now, I think now is up to like 80 or 90 something.
They might be over 100, I think. I swear I thought.
Yeah, I mean, if you count all their spinoffs, they definitely are.
Oh, yeah. It's just nuts to me.
But yeah, they had the ones that were like hits of the 80s. It's the scrolling thing. Oh, yeah, my God. But you see those and you're like, wow, we're old. But in your head, with the passage of time, like how things happen gradually, you don't really notice it.
No. But that's like the same thing we said about how we look.
So it makes me wonder in another 30 years what things are going to be like.
Weird. I don't even know. Like, imagine like what will exist.
We're going to be doing season like 30 something of the podcast.
Now that's what I call Q&A. Season 30.
And we're going to be sitting here going, we're in the last quarter of our 50s. What do we want to accomplish by 60?
Oh my God. And then we'll be like, I still haven't accomplished what I wanted to accomplish before 30. And here we are, you know?
You know what? I just want to add real quick, going back to the goals. I would like to take a employment law class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about doing.
Hmm.
Just like a course on it. Just you know, not for a degree or anything, just a course.
Just so you know stuff better?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, that could be one of those things that makes you feel more fulfilled. Because if it's something you're interested in, and then you know more, you might be like, oh, I really take enjoyment in learning this.
Yep, because you know, I got my SHRM CP, and then I was like, well, it's years until I go for like the SCP. It's years down the line.
Why? Do you need like a certain amount of years with a SHRM cert?
Yeah, you have to be in like a certain number of years, things like that. But like in the meantime, I was like, I don't like to just stop learning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's when I think life becomes like meaningless. Yeah. I actually had that conversation with that was one of my polls that I did with the students on the Get to Know Them Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you rather live forever or be forever remembered? You know what I mean? Which was like really deep. And most of the times it was almost 50-50. Like, but it usually always leaned towards people said they'd rather be forever remembered. And I went on to discuss how living forever.
You'd forever be remembered, though, as the guy who can live forever. It's a paradox.
That is a paradox, Kyle. But
you're the only guy that could live forever. People sure wouldn't forget you.
Well, I get that. But some people were like, I don't want to see my friends die. Or my family, everyone die around me, and I agree. Yeah. But like, I think the other thing, if it's like having an abundance of money, right? And you could, there's only so many things that you can possibly think of buying, right? And then it's meaningless. And I feel like life, if it wasn't finite, would lose meaning.
Yes.
Because eventually there'd be nothing else that you needed to live for anymore. You know what I mean? And it wouldn't emphasize the importance of your time. Time has intrinsic value because it's not infinite. You know what
I
mean?
Do you remember, it was a book we read in sixth grade.
Tuck Everlasting?
Maybe. Was that the one where
she drank water and she didn't age?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Tuck
Everlasting. Thank you for saying that. Every time I mention this book, I feel like no one has any clue what I'm talking about, and I can never remember the title to show anyone.
Yep. Dude, I saw it in a bookstore.
That's what always made me think that. I'm like, there's a difference between living forever and living forever and not aging.
Because they asked that in class. They're like, what would you age? I said, no,
am I going to be a 200-year-old, like, shriveled raisin, someone kill me? Or am I just going to, like, hit the age of, 40 and just
You would stay coast? The same age. So, like, you would never have to, like, let's say us right now, we would just stay this age for the rest of life.
But I just don't know. I would have to have everyone that's close to me also be living forever, though, because
what would you do once you knew nobody anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd have to keep meeting people, but then you'd have to go through the same thing every time.
Well, you're gonna have fucking kids, and your kids are gonna die before you. Like, your kids are gonna go through life, and then you're still like 20,
and your great 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 grandkids are gonna die before you. Yeah, and you're still like 40 years old.
Yeah, that's weird. That would be weird. Yeah, but I did like that book. I think that's part of the years ago when I made it part of the thought process of like. I would hate that. But I asked my students, they don't read it in our district because they had no clue.
I don't even know if they still read it in ours because every time I've mentioned it anywhere,
then no one's heard of it.
No one seems to know what I'm talking about. I couldn't think of the title, but if you read it, you would know what I was talking about. Like, you'd be like, oh, I remember reading that book.
Yeah. And I like the book was like a double-edged sword, I think, is what it was getting at, was that it's not.
I still think about that book very frequently.
Really? Yeah. Well, I have, especially after I asked that, and especially thinking, like, you wish you had more time, but, like, I wouldn't want to live forever either. You know what I mean? You're kind of seeing that book. I think the whole moral of the story was that's not as cracked out to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, as much as we're complaining we're getting old and that life is fleeting, maybe it's good because in a lot of ways it encourages you to light a fire under your ass to go do things before you're our parents' age. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or your grandparents' age. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to ask my my grandma, because my grandma's getting older now, and, like, she's starting to kind of go, like, you can kind of tell. But she's, like, 90. She's turned 95.
I mean, that's impressive.
That's an impressive age. Yeah. Yeah. But they think, my parents said that this might be her last birthday, which it might be. But she lived, like, a really great life, you know what I mean? And, like, when I asked her a few years ago, I was like, do you think you'll make it 100? And she's like, she just felt tired. She's like, no. You know, and I thought that was sad. But, like, I really want to ask her, like, what, like, if she could go back in time, like, what would she have done?
Mm-hmm.
That's if she'd give me, like, a straight answer, because I feel like she rambles. Like, she'll start talking about, like, something completely irrelevant. And I'm like, I hope she can, like genuinely tell me, because I'm always curious. It's like meeting people and be like, how did you meet? I love asking people how they met their significant other, because there's some really cool stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's also kind of neat to ask older people, what do they regret? Because it gets you thinking about, like, will I do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I told my students, I said, I claim every day, if this is my last day on this planet today, I wouldn't be happy with how I live today. And I don't know what I have to do to feel happy. Like, if I were to just out of nowhere get sick and die, like, what, I don't know what I have to do to feel like I'm content.
Steven's out here having, like, deep discussions with his high school students. They probably leave that first day of class, like, do we need to call someone about Mr. Ashley? Like, this guy's real tripping. Depressed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I know, because I say, like, some deep shit, and they're like, I
would not be happy with my life if I died, students.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, yeah, that sounds a little bad, but it, like, you know, I don't know. It's true. Like, I just feel like, but you can't accomplish everything in one day, but I feel like, I don't know if I'll ever feel, like, fulfilled. Like, I did everything I wanted to do. You're always bound to have some regret. And because I think you can't really...
Think about it. With how many things there are to do in the world, you physically can't do everything there is.
In a lifetime. Yeah.
Like, it just can't happen.
No, I know. I don't know. You just got to make meaning where it is. But I think, hopefully, if you live your whole life, it gave you more enough time to really do everything that, you know, 30, hopefully, is not the end. You know?
Well, fingers crossed...
It might feel like the end, but...
Oh, no. And my back hurts every day.
Kyle, then we're on the climb to 40.
God.
Starting at the base, looking up to 40.
Oh, that hurts.
40 will hurt. 30, a lot of people have told me their 30s were better than their 20s. I think you're financially more...
you're more
established.
Stable.
You've had your career. Like, we didn't get into our careers until we were, like, 25. So, yep. Like, that was half of our 20s alone. And it's only really been 3 years.
Yeah, since I hit my 3-year anniversary the other day. Actually, yeah. Friday was my official 3-year anniversary. Oh, that's crazy. Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I've been at work, 3 years, because this is, we're both going into our fourth year. We're starting our fourth year. Hasn't been four years, but yeah. So if you think about it, not that much time has elapsed in terms of our real adult life post school. No. You know?
Yeah, like, so, yeah, we did grad school and stuff, and, like, you're an adult for that, but it's different when you have your
job,
full-time established career
and living on your own and, like, doing stuff like that. And
yep,
I think it is really just the beginning of the race. Like, even though in respect to how long we've been alive, we feel like
we're in, like, the beginning of the race. Growing up, like, anywhere from when you're born to, I would say, college is like stretching before the race. It's like the warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the beginning of the race. We're in, like, lap one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're, like, pacing yourself.
We're, like, halfway through lap one.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, and sometimes we talk about it like we're old.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, we're always joking around. We know we're not that old.
We're not
old. But sometimes you feel like that when I'm hanging out and, like, around my siblings, or, like, specifically my sister, who's 15.
Yeah, she's a sophomore in high school.
It's brutal.
Yeah, like, you do feel really old.
They use, like, certain, like, terms and stuff, like the latest one being Riz. Ridiculous.
I don't know if I hear Riz too much anymore now this year, but I hate it. My school is into using gang language now. All the kids on a soccer team say, like, DOA, or, like, what is it? Everybody kill it, EBK. I don't know what any of these things mean, but like that's the way they talk. Yeah.
But I just don't understand. Like sometimes things will get said and I just legitimately don't know what people are saying. So that's a goal for me. Try to decipher what the younger generation is saying. Become
bilingual. Bilingual and like illiterate language.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to get like I had people at work that legitimately didn't know certain ones, and like it was like certain ones with like the big lingo.
Yeah.
Like yeet. I had to explain what yeet was to someone. Oh my God. And I was like, I don't want to get to that point where I feel like I'm that far disconnected. You know what I mean?
I think that's just you're just living under a rock. Like I think I'll be old one day, but I'll still know. The mm-hmm. new language. You just hear it in passing, and then
yeah. Well, I mean, you always will. You'll,
dude. I don't know how we're gonna keep coming up with new words for like 35 more years of my career. I don't know,
Steven. I don't know. It might be like cyclical. They might go back to like things we used back in like the 2000s.
Yeah, like it'll rewind, like fashion.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah. So I guess
that's all my goals.
Wrap it up there. Yeah, that's my. I feel embarrassed. I didn't have many goals.
I
mean, but
I don't really either. But you know, it's. I feel like it's one of those things, the older you get, the less set goals you have, and it's just more kind of like, you don't like assign dates or like end dates to goals.
You can't, you know, though. It's like,
I'd like to get this done. This is something that'd be cool, but I feel like once you have your career, it's like, that takes precedence.
You're kind of bound to that, and then,
it's not like when you're in like high school or college, and it's like, oh, here's my goal, I can dedicate all this time to it.
Well, again, I feel like life is not a cookbook where you know exactly what to do or to add and you know how much time to give it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like life, not that I do either cook or bake, but I feel like from what I've heard, life is probably more like bacon where like you don't really have to.
That's the opposite, Steven.
Wait, am I?
You're thinking the opposite. Baking is where everything has to be exact.
Oh my God.
You tried though.
I tried. Well, so life is more like cooking and not like baking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where it could be a little bit variable.
You could season it to taste.
Yeah, yeah. And you can make it what it is. Yeah. But like baking has like a strict guideline. You know? Yeah.
If you miss one ingredient or over or under measure something, the whole thing's
done.
Then
it's over,
It's over.
But life's not like that. You know what I mean? Life is trial and error.
No, you miss a little bit of one thing, make up for it with something else.
Yeah. There's no timeline for when you got to get married or when you have to buy that house or when you have to have a kid. You know, or in not maybe in Mikhail sense, when you go to school, when you get that degree, you know.
If you're 50 and you regret not getting your college degree, go ahead and
get it. You can still go do it if that's what is going to make you passionate.
They make it so easy these days. Just go on your computer, take online classes, get it.
Yeah, exactly. You can always keep, you know, trying, you know. So even if we get to 30. Oh, wait, I didn't mean it like that.
We will make it to 30.
Mark my words. I did not mean it like that. But when we get to 30, if we didn't accomplish whatever, or I didn't find that feeling of what I was trying to feel, I think you should always chase that feeling of finding excitement in your life. Otherwise, it's a boring life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then we're just going to keep on moving from there. Yep. Right? And
The most important goal that I don't know how we didn't hit yet is growing this podcast.
Oh my God, Kyle, good way to end this. Yes.
Everyone, make sure you hit follow on Spotify.
Yeah, follow on Spotify.
Share it out there with
people. Share it with your friends. Even if it's just verbal, you don't really have to go. Yeah. Like, if you're not one of those people that, like, does a lot of social media stuff, just say, like, you should try to listen to these people.
Yeah, just mention it in passing.
Yeah. You know? So far, between the two podcasts we've recorded thus far, like, I think this is a pretty strong season. Like, I think it feels like it's, like, a little bit more, like, there's more girth. To the show. Is that the right term, Kyle? Is that what I was looking
for? More girth, less length.
It's still kind of long.
Season 2 motto.
Yeah, more girth, less length. We're putting more substance in a smaller package.
There's more motion in the ocean.
There's more motion in the ocean.
God.
Oh my God, that was a weird term.
Anyway. With that said, I've been Q.
I'm A.
And we'll see you
next time.